From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and in this segment, we'll spend some time with the families of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. In the military, of course, even family support has its own acronym, FRG, that's short for Family Readiness Group. In the Army's words, FRGs offer inspiration and vital support to empower Army families to enhance their self-reliance. Well, for many, the FRG is something less than inspirational, but they often do provide an important forum for exchanging information and talking with other spouses. We hear first from NPR's Eric Westervelt. He's been following the 3rd Infantry Division as part of our series, The Span of War.
Once a month at Club Stewart on base at Fort Stewart, Georgia, Army wife Kimberly Sturman has a chance to talk face-to-face with dozens of other Army spouses. The informal chatter ranges from the ordinary to the philosophical.
And it's worse letting them go the second time.
Yeah, that's why a lot of them say they don't want to come home on the second time because they're going to have to go through that.
This evening, Sturman has Latika West's ear. She's talking about the brief emergency home leave her husband just had to attend a family funeral and discussing the second goodbye she had to endure when he returned again to Iraq.
I mean, you know it's coming this time, but
I cried all the way to the airport, all the way back, 4 hours back here, because he left from Atlanta. I cried the whole
Kim's
time.
Husband, Army Sergeant Daniel Sturman, works out of a dangerous patrol base near Samarra, north of Baghdad. It's a small base that sometimes has to go without some of the frills, like a post store and regular hot meals, afforded the larger forward operating bases.
He's at one of the bad places that, you know, they don't get the food or the supplies that they should have.
But he's all right with it. He's still married.
He's a redneck. He's fine.
Army officials at posts across the country see these monthly Family Readiness Group, or FRG, meetings as part of the combat mission abroad. Keep the home front in order, the Army argues, and you keep the soldier focused on his or her mission. Commanders in the field also see the FRGs as an important tool to stop the spread of rumors about soldiers or the mission. At this night's meeting, there are announcements, a resort that offers military discounts for soldiers on leave, an upcoming fundraiser run, and another announcement about sending care packages to troops. But there are also far weightier topics. A family readiness co-leader from F Company of 369 Armor tells some of the 24 women here about creating a family care team in case of casualties.
For Fox Company, this is up to you guys. Should a soldier in the company be killed, it's an opportunity, if you choose to volunteer to be part of the care team, to provide moral support, perhaps meals, be there to listen to them.
The third ID has been in Iraq for only 2 of the deployment's 12 months. And some spouses have phoned in or voiced complaints that their husbands are coming home too soon for R&R, a 2-week break that some soldiers may not get. We want them home over the summer or over the holidays, one wife says, as heads nod in agreement. The Family Readiness Group leader, Nanette Soper, politely tells them to take R&R when they can get it.
So next time that happens, I'm going to put you on 3-way with the wife who wants her husband home. Be thankful that he's coming home because there's some that are not going to get to come home.
To many Army spouses, family readiness groups are not the main conduit for news from their spouse. During the 3rd Infantry's first Iraq deployment in 2003, the division's forward operating bases were sparse, uncomfortable places with little or no phone or email service back home. Not this time. Irena Stoudemeyer keeps in touch with her husband, Army Cook Specialist Quentin Stoudemeyer, face-to-face.
We got a webcam where we talk on there. I see his pretty face. He see my gorgeous face. You know what I'm saying? We have little shows on there, everything. You know, I want to play.
Many spouses say it's sometimes a tough call on what to talk about during these limited exchanges. We don't talk about what's going on in Iraq, Irena says. We don't have much time. We just talk about each other, family, how we're doing. Irena echoes many of the wives here who say the quality of an FRG varies widely from unit to unit. While there is some support help from the Army's rear detachment, the FRGs are all volunteer. Other spouses say most support during a deployment comes from family and close friends.
The only person in the Army or in the family readiness group you can count on is yourself.
Dawn Marie Beals is a former family readiness group co-leader of a different unit here at Fort Stewart. She's been openly critical of the Army in her efforts to get better treatment for her Iraq-deployed husband, who was diagnosed with combat stress and depression. Beal says too often the groups offer only superficial support and happy talk.
They put out that everything's great and that they're going to be there for you and that everything's going to be okay, and if you need anything that you can call them. But that's not true. It's a meeting that you can attend once a month or once every other month, and they're going to hand you a pamphlet, and it's going to have, you know, where you can go to get discounts, or, you know, who's giving out free tickets for military, or, you know, there might be some pictures of where your husband's living at. But that's it.
This night at Fox Company's gathering, the real meeting seems to happen after all the announcements and presentations, when anecdotes and stories are exchanged informally. Latika West says her husband sometimes awakens her in the middle of the night, but she's not complaining.
And I'm just waking up, and he's calling, like, just let you know that I'm okay. And I'm like, I appreciate that. Long as he say that he's safe, I'm good. I don't care if I don't talk to him for a week. Long as I get that call back saying that he's safe and sound, that's good enough for me.
The Wests have requested R&R leave for early summer, a request that may or may not be fulfilled. If not, those middle-of-the-night phone calls will have to suffice for the remaining 9 months or longer her husband is scheduled to be in Iraq. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.